Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on when you're actually looking at this. So you saw the title, The Waiting Game. It says, how long, Lord, is this wait? And a lot of us have said this, you know, over and over and over, you know, how long we have to wait. And God gave me quite a few examples of men and women that have done some great things in regards to their waiting and the outcome of their waiting. And so he was describing to me, so he just took me back through my journey of how long it took me to get to a place where I am today. So a lot of people look at where I am today, but not realize how long it took me to get here. You got to catch that. When you're looking at a situation, because we have become so accustomed to the hurry, so accustomed to instant, so accustomed to things happening really fast. But when God is doing something that is going to last, that's going to make a bigger impact and a lasting impact, it takes a while, because there's things that we have to go through, things that we have to learn, things that we have to mature in. There's so many pieces that go into what God is doing in the wait. And because we're so impatient, we don't want to wait on something that God is doing. If God's hands is on it, why do we want him to hurry up? Why are we so impatient? Even in our marriages, even in our jobs, in everything that we do. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and it was just, I want this to happen so fast. I want this to happen. I want this to happen. And I'm like, if it did happen, are you prepared to sustain it? Are you prepared for it to, what if something happens? Are you prepared for it? What if something goes wrong and it goes away? What happens to you? Are you able to handle the pressure of it fail? Are you able to handle the pressure of it moving slow? Well, no. Well, why not? I mean, why not? Here's the question. Why not? Why not go through this wait, and in the midst of the wait, acquiring God on what am I to learn and how am I to mature in this area, so that whatever you're building, I'm able to help it sustain. I'm able to hold it. I'm able to carry it. I'm able to walk in it. I'm able to fulfill whatever the purpose that you have for this wait and for this time. He gave me some couple of different people. He gave me Moses. Like Moses. Moses in the waiting for like four decades before he became that leader. Sitting on the backside of Mount Sinai. David, 13 years running, being a fugitive, hiding before he became the king. All that he had to go through. Elijah, running from Ahab and Jezebel. Running from fear, running from all of these things. Sitting at a brook and the brook running dry for years. Joseph got sold by his brothers, thrown in a pit, was a slave, a servant, boy servant, you know, forced to learn a different language, bought like property, accused of rape, thrown in jail. All of this before he became the prime minister. The waiting. So when you look at these, when you read these stories, you read the scriptures and you look at it, and then you look at, we look at ourselves and we say, well, why do I have to wait that long? Why can't this hurry up and be? Why can't she hurry up and be right? Or why can't she hurry up and learn what she's supposed to learn, or know what she's supposed to know? Or he know what he's supposed to know? Huh. That's when you need to check. Are you an impatient person? Are you a person that's willing to wait? Because in the sports world, when you're sitting there and you having to learn a lesson, like I'm sitting behind a person that's an All-American, and I feel like, personally, I should be on the field. I'm telling you my story. I felt like I'm supposed to be on the field because I'm a pretty good athlete. I feel like I'm better than this person. But this person has paid his dues. He waited his time. He waited for his moment. And when he got his time and his moment, he made sure that nobody was going to take it away from him. Right. Okay. So in the midst of the waiting period for his turn, he had to learn how to do certain things. His skill level had to be up to par. It couldn't be a beginning skill level. It had to be a mature level. His thinking had to be mature level. His route running had to be mature. His posture, when things go crazy in a game, he had to be able to have a mature posture. See, when you get there and start pouting, like I was doing, because I felt like I was the better athlete, so I started pouting because I didn't want to wait. So not wanting to wait caused me to miss things. It caused me to not to focus on the things that I'm supposed to focus on, how to run a route, how to catch a ball, how to be patient, how to sit there and learn the tactics and the schemes of what the opponent is trying to do. I wasn't thinking about that. All I wanted to do, literally, put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game. I'm ready. And I really wasn't ready. He put me in a game against a team that was literally was going to win the national title. And I got into that game and I was abused. Demolished me. I mean, they dismantled me. I'm sitting here. I'm fast. I can run past them. I mean, they running me all into the bench. They throwing me down. Man, get this little kid out of here. Bring back in that guy that has some history, that had been through something. Bring him back in. I was embarrassed. Embarrassed. Think about when, as God putting you in this waiting period, he's asking you to learn something. He's asking you to get your skill level up. He's asking you to get your maturity level up. He's putting you through some situations to see how you're going to respond to it, seeing how you're going to maneuver in it. Sometimes he puts you in these positions for a long period of time to see if it's going to be consistent, to see if it's going to be an everlasting thing, if it's something that he can show and he can use, that you'll have a literally something in your backpack that you can pull out and say, I've been through this. I walked through this thing. I did this. Now you have something that you can help somebody else in the waiting game. But if you stuck in the waiting game and you don't know how to wait, and you don't know how to learn, and you don't know how to mature, you don't know how to go through the process, how are you going to help someone else to go through it? It's not really about us. It's about how we help other people. We went through a long process. We're talking about a decade of a jacked up marriage. Our whole life was not built for us to be talking about we want to have a marriage ministry. Man, that wasn't that. That was not the purpose. We had a church, but God used everything that we went through. Everything that we went through. And so there was a process of things that my wife was learning. I knew she had to be learning something, because that's the type of person she is. Anything you put her in, she's going to figure out what am I needing to learn, and how am I needing to understand how to get out of this. That's just who she was. And that's just who she is in anything. But that wasn't me. I already told you, I was impatient. I ain't want to be in this. I didn't want to go through this. I didn't want to have responsibilities. I didn't want the struggle. I didn't want any of that. But we're talking about a waiting period. Are you willing to wait? The reason we had to wait for so long is because God was looking at me and wanting me to really and truly understand something. But I was a visual person. So as my wife was actually walking through the waiting period along with me, walking through this waiting period, I was able to see what the process was looking like, what the maturing was going to look like, what the process was looking like. Why? Because I knew who she was. I knew how she did it. I knew how to push her buttons. And when I couldn't push her buttons and the buttons wasn't working, I had to look at her differently because she was taking the process and learning the process faster than I was learning the process. But because I was taking so long, it caused us to be in this process for a very long time. But let me tell you something. When God does a quick work, God does a quick work. Your 100 years can be a day to God, can be a minute to God. You just don't know. So you're in this process of us having to wait on something. But in the midst of the waiting, I'm encouraging you to wait well. I'm encouraging you to literally mature in this wait. So if you're in the waiting period and you've been doing a whole lot of complaining, this is the time where you go back and repent. This is the time where we go back and repent. Ask God for some forgiveness. Ask God to allow us to mature in our attitude. Mature in our heart posture. Mature in our love. Mature in our kindness. Mature in our servant, in a servant's heart. To mature in these areas, because God is really and truly trying to teach us something in this waiting period. There were scriptures he gave me, Psalms 37:7. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Y'all got to catch that. That was Psalm 37:7. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Here go another one. Psalm 37:34. It says, wait for the Lord and keep his way and he will exalt you. See, in the waiting, we don't keep his weight. Why? Because we get frustrated. I'm just me too. I used to get frustrated. Why do I gotta wait so long? I'm impatient. And then not realizing, it says, let patience have its perfect work. You know, patience is gonna bring trials and tribulation. So in this waiting game, if you're not waiting well, and if you're impatient, now you're realizing that there's going to be some type of tribulation that's going to help you to learn how to wait patiently. So if you're waiting, it says waiting for the Lord and keeping his way. So keeping his way, what does that look like? What does that look like? Whatever it is that you're doing opposite of his way, you need to see it. Allow God to open your eyes to me missing his way. Me missing his way. I don't want to miss his way. Why? Because it says he will exalt you. That means he will bring you up out of it. He will lift you up. You're feeling like you're in this valley place and you've been in this valley place for so long, but your waiting period, the way you wait, the way you keep his ways, are you keeping his ways? Are you loving? Are you forgiving? Are you kind? Are you gentle? Are you all of these attributes that you know who Jesus is and you know who God is? And are we functioning and operating in these places? Are we loving our wives as Christ loves the church? Are we submitted and honoring our husbands? Are we loving our children? Are we doing the things that God has asked us to do? I'm like, God, I love you. Then keep my commandments. Keep my ways. Keep my statutes. Gerald? I'm like, yeah. Okay, God. Had my moment. I had the aha moment. I was like, all right, God, that's cool. I got you. So in my waiting, I'm going to stand on Psalm 37, wait for the Lord, and I'm going to keep his way. And I know he will exalt me. I know he will. I'm not worried about when he's going to exalt me. I know that he will exalt me. I just have to focus on keeping his way. I got to focus on waiting on him. I'm not trying to get ahead of him. I'm not trying to move him out of the way and let me, God, get out of the way. Let me go ahead. Lord, watch out, man. Let me go ahead and do this. Since you're taking too long. How does that look? Does that look like you're keeping his way? Does it look like you're keeping his way? And why, if you're not keeping his way, how do you feel like you're going to actually get exalted? How do you, if scripture says this, then how are you going to be exalted? How are you going to come up out of it? Yeah, I got you. How about this one? Psalm 62 and 5, it says, my soul waits in silence. Boy, when I read that, I was like, ooh, how many times have we been in this waiting period and going off, like going off? I'm not going to accuse you of cursing, but just going off. Why I got to wait this long, God? She getting on my nerves. Why do I have to deal with her? Do you know what she does? You know what she says? Why I got to be like this? Woo, woo, woo. It's just going off. No, nowhere near said my soul. Soul. The depths of your inner being. Soul. Waits in silence. For God only. For God. Only for me. For me. For mine. Is from his. My soul waits in silence for God. Period. I'm paraphrasing that. My soul, some of us might have to write that for a declaration. My soul waits in silence for God. Isaiah 49 and 33 says, those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. See, when you in this waiting period and people know you waiting and people see you, you know, you've told everybody because you weren't doing this in silence because you wanted the people to know when it happened real fast. You want them like, yeah, see how good God worked. But what happens when God got you in a waiting period and the people know that you're waiting because you done told them and now they looking at you like, you've been waiting for a year now. You've been waiting 2 years. You've been waiting on three. You've been waiting 3 years. It says those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. If you don't allow you don't allow other people to really and truly drain your hope because they're conversating, they're talking about your waiting period. They're talking about how long it's taking you. They're talking about, did you miss God? Did you not hear God in this right here? But you just waiting silently. You're waiting silently. And you understand that Isaiah 49 and 33 says, for those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. Hosea 12 and 6, wait for your God continually. Encouraging. Wait for your God continually. Don't allow your circumstances, don't allow people, don't allow anything else to deter you from waiting continually on the Lord, waiting in silence on the Lord, because he's not going to put you to shame. Listen to me. These are some scriptures. Write them scriptures down. Psalm 37 and 7, Psalm 37, 34, Psalm 62 and 5, Isaiah 49, 33, Hosea 12 and 6. Those are your waiting. Those are the scriptures that you stand on in the midst of your waiting. So when someone is coming at you, when your flesh wants to talk back, when your flesh wants to disrespect God by accusing God of not hearing you, accusing God of not wanting to help you, that is not God. That's not God. You dealing with your flesh because now you have to understand, are you operating in a silent place? Are you resting in the Lord and waiting on him? Are you keeping his way? We have to self-evaluate ourselves, people. And I'm sitting here, and I'm so happy that I got it because I used to be really impatient. And lately I find myself being in that place a little bit, you know, it's creeping back in. So I'm glad God opened my eyes to it. So I'm not, listen, this is not me just speaking this to you, but I'm speaking this to myself because I want to always evaluate myself, evaluate my ways with God and making sure that I'm in right standings with God in regards to how I wait, how I move, how I love, how I function, how I mature, how I go through my process of what God is actually doing in my life. I'm not in the business of just going at it and just speaking at other people. No. I have to eat this too. I have to eat this too. So this stuff helps me open my eyes. See, I tell y'all over and over, majority of this stuff is normally my therapeutic session. And God just deals with me. He makes me open up because I was a person that was a deceiver. I wanted to keep my life to myself. I didn't want to deal with the hurts, the pains, and the frustrations and all of this. And so God said, I need you to open your mouth. I need you to talk about this. I need you to bring this up. I need you to bring this out because I need you to be healed. I need you to be whole. I don't need you to be impatient. I don't need you to be anxious. I don't need you to be worried. I don't need you to be any of that stuff because I understand what's connected to that stuff. Death, hell, and the grave is connected to it for me. I might not be for you because anxiety, worry, fear, frustration, impatience, irritation, agitation, all of those things put me into a bad place. And that's not where I'm trying to go. So when I'm reading these things and I'm understanding these things, that I have to focus on his way. Where am I missing his way? What am I missing that he needs for me to see? What am I missing? I don't want to not be in his way. I don't want to not be on his path. I don't want to not be waiting patiently for him. I don't want to be in that place. I want to be in a place where I know I'm operating in his way and I'm knowing that he's going to exalt me. I want to be in a place where I understand that I'm waiting on God continually. I want to be in a place where I'm hopefully waiting on him because I know he will not put me to shame. I want to be in a place where everything that I'm doing it unto the Lord. This is that for me. So I pray that today, listen. I pray today that you get an understanding, that you get a true understanding of this wait. I don't want you getting in the game of like asking God how long I gotta wait. Man, throw that out your vocabulary. What you need to be asking is God, where am I missing your way? Because I understand that your scripture says that you will exalt me. That if I wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt me, he will lift me up out of this. I won't be in here for long, but there's a level of maturity that we have to go through. There's a process that we have to go through. Are you willing to go through the process? Are you willing to wait on the Lord? Are you willing to? Are you willing? I am. I'm okay with the waiting game. I waited 10 years to get to this place. 10 hard, long, long 10 plus years. It ain't just 10. It was 10 plus years to get to this place. Oh, I understand how bad I waited during that time. I understand that. Now I got scripture to stand on. See, I didn't have these scriptures when I was going through the thing because I wasn't looking for them. They didn't pop up to me. They wasn't highlighted to me. But see, when I'm going through a season, God is always a good God. God knows what we need when we need it. So he highlighted this thing for me. And so as he highlighted it for me, I now understand that there's another level of foundation that he's asking me to stand on because there's going to be a waiting period. There's something that I'm going to have to wait on. And so that I'm going to have to actually walk this thing out. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I understand that when I come out of my waiting period, my skill level is up to par. Okay. I done went from a skillful person to a person that operates in a masterful level. Don't play with me. I'm not just going to sit in a waiting place and not fine tune my skills, not fine tune my hearing, not fine tune my heart, not fine tune my love, not fine-tune my patience, not fine-tune my kindness, not fine-tuning my walking. Why? Because I want to be a master at it. That when the enemy tries to come at me, man, I'm a master at this. You can't touch me. You can't mess with me with that. Understand who I am. I done mastered this thing. I done mastered walking in fear. I done mastered being able to overcome fear, overcome doubts, overcome anxiety, overcome worry, overcome suicide, overcome death, man, listen, because I had to be in it for so long, I had to fine-tune my skills. Fine-tune your skills. This is time out for just sitting there waiting. If you talk too much, you need to be in that. You need to be on that scripture that my soul waits silent. In silence. 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 You talking too much. Silence. Stop talking. I used to do that. I ain't gonna lie. Man, God, you get on my nerve. Just talking. Just babbling. Everything that's coming out of my mouth was literally going against God. Like God, what God ain't God. Like God is not the supreme creator. Like God didn't create all things. Like God, like I belong to myself. I you know, knowing scripture, like, you don't even belong to yourself. You was bought with a price. And you talking to God like that? I had to go back and pay attention to how I used to respond to God. I'm like, dang. I was so disrespectful. I was so disobedient. I was so rebellious. I was so stubborn. I was a bad child. But God is so good. He loved me anyway. That he sent his son to pay the price for my sins, that I might have eternal life. And I thank God for walking me through it, even when I didn't even want to walk through it for myself. Because he would always tell me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's never leaving you. He's never forsaking you. But he is trying to teach you something. He is trying to mature you in areas that you are childlike. When I became a man, I had to put away childish things. I was still walking around in childish things. I wasn't walking around in a mature way. I wasn't walking around in the way that he needed me to be. Some of us are walking around still acting like a child. God, you don't love me. God, you don't. Every day you wake up, you should feel like he loves you. Why? Because he's allowing you to see another day that he has made. It wasn't a day that you made. It was a day that he has made. So how could you wake up and say that he doesn't love you? Because you're in a situation, because you're in a circumstance, because you're in a valley. Okay. There's something that we're supposed to learn while we're in these places. So I'm encouraging you today to evaluate your way. Evaluate the waiting. How are you waiting? What you're saying in your waiting? Who is in your ear in the waiting? Who do you turn to in the waiting? I'm truly encouraging you to step into a new place. I'm encouraging you. Listen, I'm encouraging you to get these scriptures. Get these scriptures. I'm going to say them again. Psalm 37:7. Psalm 37:34. Psalm 62:5. Isaiah 49:33. Hosea 12:6. Those are the ones that he gave me. So I encourage you to get these scriptures and literally allow God to minister to you in your wait. Minister to you, because the one that really highlights to me is the Psalm 37:34. It says, wait for the Lord and keep his way and he will exalt you. That one there, if you're struggling in this place, That one right there, I want you to hold on to. And then if you're a complainer, I need you to be on my soul waits in silence. 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 keep saying it. Because you're spending too much time talking when God just needs you to be quiet. Allow his word, allow his scripture to speak loudly more than your complaining. Amen? Amen. I'm done. Listen, I played this thing, bless you, stress you, motivated you to listen and wait patiently on the Lord. Don't try to get ahead of the Lord. God has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan. And the plan is for us to mature and for us to go through a process of growth in everything that he has for us. And so I pray that this blesses you as it blessed me, because I'm motivated now just to do better in the waiting period. You know, while I'm sitting in the waiting room, I'm waiting on the Lord. It's like you sit in the waiting room and waiting for a doctor when you don't feel good. You know, you like, hurry up, doctor. You need to hurry up. But you sit in and you're going to still sit there and you're going to wait for that doctor to come and give you some medicine. So why are we not waiting on the Lord? Because we got the greatest physician of them all. We got the one that created everything. We got the one that knows he's omnipresent. He knows everything. And so we're sitting there. We would depend on a man and we depend on a dude that went to school to get a doctorate degree or a PhD to give you some medicine. But we won't wait on the one that actually created him and gave him the skill to be able to do what he's doing. I'm beating myself up, y'all. He has the plan. He's the architect of it all. He's the builder. He's the builder. He's building. And he's building in us. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So he's constantly building a temple that is suitable, that is suited for hosting his son, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. Because there's things that we have to work on that we don't pay attention to. Our minds, our hearts, you know, our spirit, our flesh, all of these things. But you got to be okay with the wait. Because some of y'all, your wait is so long because of what God has planned for you. It's bigger than a hurry up. Sorry. I used to say, why do we have to do this for so long? But I didn't know that the effect that what we went through and how we went through it and the process that we went through it and the maturity level that we had to go through to get to where we are today to be able to help you guys. Didn't know that. I was just trying to hurry up and get out. And I was trying to hurry up and get out of the marriage. Not trying to hurry up and get out of my situation. I was just trying to get out of the marriage. But God had another plan. So we stuck with God's plan. And it was hard for me because I was an impatient person. There was a long period of time that I had to walk through. And so be okay with this understanding that you think about Joseph. And you think about the ones that I've talked about, David, and you think about Moses, you think about all them waiting before they were able to be able to do what they do. We get to those things and we look at what they've done and how they've done it. And they did these great exploits. But how long did it take while they're waiting in that process? And what type of turmoil were they in the waiting? Was there waiting just a waiting, or was it waiting in turmoil? Was it waiting sitting in a prison? Were they waiting sitting in a cave? Were they waiting sitting being accused? Were they waiting being attacked? Were they waiting in isolation? Were they waiting? Where, you know? And then you think about where you are and what you're and how you're waiting. And what's happening in the wait. So let's just do some evaluating. Okay? Y'all know what, man? I love y'all. Like I said, I pray that this thing stretches you, pushes you, propels you, helps you to see you. So, Father God, I just thank you for each and every individual that is upon this broadcast, Father God. Allow the scales to be removed off their eyes, Father God, that they can see the hope of their calling, that they can see themselves in the wait, Father God, and that they understand that as Psalm 37 and 4 says, that we will wait on you and that we will keep your way, Father God, and that we know that you will exalt us. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for the for the waiting well, Father God. We thank you for the maturity in our waiting. We thank you, Father, that you are literally fine tuning. You're making us skillful. You're making us masters, Father God, in the things that you have calling for us to do, calling for us to be, even in our marriages, Father God. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.